Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Oh, I was waiting for, I got so, this is Kathy Watson. My apologies, darling. I got so involved in my red alert message, a PSA, that I have to forewarn all of you about. The IRS scam. It's a scam. The IRS will not ever call you. Do you hear me? They will not. It's a scam. I just had a phone call. I could barely understand the guy. And I said, what are you calling me about? And he went on and I said, I'm reporting you to the authorities. This is a scam. And he hung up. He hung up. Do not, when you get a telephone call, I don't care if you answer it, hang up immediately and call the police, call your tax man, and give them the telephone number. You see, I have caller ID. So if any of you want to know what the number was, give me a call, and I'll give it to you, and then I'm forewarning you. They'll do anything to get your money. I said, are you out of your blasted mind? Who are you? Do you sleep at night? Ah, what an entree, what an entrance to Key to Happiness, Part 3. How do you interact with the outside world on a daily basis? That's how the con and scam artists deal. They scare you, and they really concentrate on the aging population. You don't owe the government, the IRS, anything, and you'll get a letter. You will not ever get a phone call. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. We're changing the world, one thought at a time. And I just gave you my contribution today to the PSA. Hang up. Don't listen to them. Do not give them out any information. And I wasn't going to call back, but I couldn't understand the guy, and I'm so glad I did, because I immediately got in touch with our CPA, Greg McIntyre. And if you have any issues with that, give Greg a call. I'll give you his email later on in the show. I just really want to open the show and to say, good morning. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. The guest calling number is 347-637-3789. 347-637-3789. And if I'm talking too fast, remember now, darlings, that the show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And click on any of the dates. Oh, on Tuesday, it was Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Key to Happiness, Part 1, 2, and 3. And tomorrow, Laughter, the Elixir of Youth. Well, I just hope that I got a couple of guys quaking in their shoes, because you see, I'm going to follow through on this. And I'm going to make sure that the powers to be have that telephone number. But let's make it a great day. Are you in your happy place today? Are you in your happy place today? On Tuesday, we did. If you were to get a telegram from your heart, what would it say? And then on Wednesday, someday somewhere we'll find a new way of living. Somewhere there's a place for us. Peace and quiet and open air, flavored with happiness, is waiting for us. Somewhere there's a place for us. Come on, hold my hand. We're halfway there. Hold my hand, and I'll take you there. Not someday, but now, right now. It's up to you. It's up to you to be yourself. Everyone else is taken. To thine own self be true, and it must follow as the night the day. Thou canst not then be false to any man. That's from Hamlet. Never watch what others are doing or how he or she are doing it. When you do this, you're limiting your own possibilities. Can you be your own self? Be the authentic you. I want to hear about the authentic you. Call in 347-637-3789. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You could email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Log on the website, simplyageless.net, and then kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons. I'm just thinking about my life right now. What a glorious life I've had. The danger of middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. They're going to the very end with their happiness still in their heart, with their dreams still in their heart. Oh, we know that everyone's path to happiness is different. But what about you? Are you in a happy place today? Did you wake up with a joyous feeling? An ingratitude? Did you feel good? Did you look good? Did you declare to the zenith that today you're going to make a difference in someone's life? How do you interact with outside world on a daily basis? Do you give? Do you do things for others? Now, one of the keys to happiness is caring about others. Do you relate? Do you connect with people? Relationships are the most important overall contributor to happiness. How close is your relationship with family and friends? Leo Buscaglia, oh, he passed away. I just loved his books. He said human beings, they need to be touched, tactile. You need to hug them. We need hold hands. I'm taking your hand. I'm not walking ahead of you or behind you. I'm walking alongside of you. And we're going to your place right now. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way. No two snowflakes are alike. And no two human beings are alike. You are unique. Share your uniqueness with the world. I had a couple of ahas yesterday. I called one of my associates, and I was saddened. Today is October 22nd. A month ago, Tom, my co-author, passed away. Suddenly, heart attack, no warning, just dropped dead. He was 54. He was 54 years old. And we had our whole future met. You see, age doesn't matter to me. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. Oh, those of you, oh, Vivaldi's, the seasons. Yeah, he claims this is the winter of our life. No, I see it as the springtime. What about you? What age are you? Winter, spring, summer, fall. 1 to 25, 25 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100. Where are you? What are you doing with your life? I told you. This is not a dress rehearsal. The only thing that you could do over is to cancel all of your toxic negative thinking and turn them into powerful, positive affirmations. When you're on my site, oh, push all of the buttons. I'm thinking of the pageants. My performance with David Taylor, who was the assistant concert master of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Building and creating programs to help women enjoy the best of the rest of their lives, and you guys too. Aspiring models to get to the top of the modeling game. By 1974, I had 4 national winners. I'm an author. 3 books, nonfiction. Author and contributing author. And then I had the honor to be selected from 300 applicants from around the world to present my Simply Ageless for Life workshops as the guest of the Malaysian government. I performed in Kuala Lumpur, Penang, and Langkawi. And to add honor, at the Concord Hotel, the president of Malaysia, the First Lady Sadin, came to witness my show. And Mr. Sulaiman has since passed away. This was 1996, 1997. I went during Ramadan. What an experience. Talk about diversity. Talk about happiness. Being able to share my happiness with women under the veil and men. You know, it's a very chauvinistic country, but we didn't know that because our little 3 musketeers, Zambri, Balajan, and Princess Noor, the guys were all marvelous. I was so honored. Then we took a trip to Thailand. How would you like to have limos and airplanes and yachts waiting for you at every port of call? And then, when Bill retired in the early 1990s, we took a cruise on the Crown Monarch. He said, let's really make this a dynamic retirement. He retired from iron workers. I said, okay, and we spent 2 weeks. Turks and Caicos, Trinidad, Tobago. And then we came back to pick up the ship, the Crown Monarch, in Florida. And on board ship, they had a speaker. And I'm going, whoa! Is this what happiness is all about? And I sat next to her on the tender going into one of the islands, I think it was Grand Cayman. And I said, how did you get on board? Oh, she said, it's going to take years. Oh, I said, well, who do you contact? And she said, oh, the director of entertainment, the cruise director, whatever. Well, I could hardly wait to get back. And I said to the Silver Fox, I know how to contact. He said, what are you talking about? And I told him. And he said, Kathy, please promise me, don't wear that pareja and that big hat when you come in. If you're going to have a meeting with him, please dress up. I said, you're right, I'm going to. But Lady Luck didn't want it that way. One day I was leaving the deck, and I walked through the big auditorium, and I saw this guy walking toward me. I said, hi there, I'm Kathy, and I'm in cabin 7 of them. On the top, we had one of the elite cabins. Top drawer, and I want to send my resume. I want to be a speaker on board ship. Oh, he said, I'll give you all the information. What's your cabin number? And sure enough, it was there. I got in touch with Ray Kennedy. January, February, March, April, May, June, May. In 3 months, I was on board as speaker, guest lecturer. And for the next 6 years, I was one of their elite guest speakers. Well, you have to have programs. Oh, but what happiness? You see, everyone's path to happiness is different. I was giving back. I was giving back to everyone, telling them how I got to where I am and what I'm doing, where am I going? And then the ship was sold. Of course, my reputation was already established, and for 17 years, I traveled the world, the Mexican Riviera, Italy, Rome, Greece, Barcelona, Spain, Portugal, Venezuela. How blessed and fortunate. That was my path of happiness. What is yours? What is yours? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. You know how to get in touch with me. Email kathystudio at sbcglobal.net. Write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195, and of course, check me out on the website. Now click on video. Oh, Roger Plummer and I, it's an original. It's a new genre in fundraising and entertainment. No one in the world has thought of pairing soul songs and Shakespeare. Roger's voice is magnificent. Our bags are packed. Scroll down, books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spleen Chicken. 7 decades. Yeah, you want to reinvent the wheel, go ahead, I don't care. You want the book, you have to order it from me. It's an e-book, and it is soft copy. It's an original. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have the secrets. Interview them and scroll down to choices. Inspired fiction, nonfiction. Nonfiction, 2 books, nonfiction. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. You won't put the book down. Those 2 books you got to have alongside of you on your desk. They're not coffee table books. And they're all true. Scroll down to 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Self-growth. I was a contributing author. We all bared our... You see, it's all true. It's all true. And then go to the Heart of a Lion. 1 month ago, Tommy passed away. And my heart is heavy. I just can't believe it. But we do have to go on with life. We all have a wonderful cake that is representative of our life. And the happy things are the icing on the cake. But the cake is happiness. Right now, if you'll allow me, I just had to put that aside for a little bit. But hey, here's the good news. Do you want to be part of Live with Kathy, the consortium? It's a marketing tool, and it's a learning curve. Email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. It's a 10-week introductory offer, and I work with you on your commercial if we resonate. And you get a half-hour show. Let's see what you've got. Shall be my pleasure. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers and Impact, Manly Men, Titanics, Bridging the Future, Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision, coming together to create a better informed world. Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient track contractors in the world. To find out more about these manly men, Log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Dom Perignon of the trades. You want a job or a career, you have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. Did you know that Iron Workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. I married an iron worker. I am their outside advocate, and it brings happiness to me. I told you when I opened the show, everyone's path to happiness is different. I am always so joyous when I'm able to share with you my life married to an iron worker. The CD is out. Do you want to get it along with the story? I wrote the story in 2006 in one sitting. And we opened with Aaron Copland's bombastic fanfare to the common man. And then we transition into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and the fluid, graceful movements of the swan, years of arduous training. Ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. They won. They took the Olympic gold medal in Park District's 2009 national winners. They stood on the mountain, on the podium, and collected their gold. You don't have to be bored and lonely. Go to your Park District, senior centers, libraries, and then Toastmasters International. If you really want, you know, your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Log on heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Email ahtax@ameritech.net. Oh, he's going to find out. I called him already about the scam that I had. These people aren't going to get away with it. They want your money. No, you earned it the old-fashioned way. You worked for it. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Looks do matter. When you look good, you feel good. Secret number 7, page 42 in the Elixir. I share with you my secret for de-stressing our faces. It's an inside out. It's a sandwich effect. I take a vitamin for my skin, and then I have a cream that will de-stress your face. It is so powerful that you could only use it 3 times a week. Did I pique your interest? You know how. In touch with me. Edith Nam is an extraordinary author. She wrote the book Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Get it at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Choices is available at AuthorHouse.com. Get the books. You will adopt, you will adapt, and you will activate a new way of living. Did you know that more people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing? Do you want to start your own home-based business? Of course you're smart enough. You don't need a college degree. Along with Lee Puttrick, we have a Z formula. It's not going to cost you much money. Maybe nothing at all. But you have to want to achieve. You have to know that it's a blueprint that you follow for the rest of your life. Do you think that when you go to corporate America, you don't have a blueprint, an outline of what their expectations are of you? Yeah, there is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, pay your bills. And it's a formula that offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. This is October. Let's go back to September. Did you have more month than money? I want to encourage you to unshackle the chains that have been holding you down. I want you to believe in yourself, and you do know how to reach me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today is The Key to Happiness, Part 3. With each new day comes new strength and new thoughts. Eleanor Roosevelt. To trust yourself, to have faith and confidence in your own vision, to believe that you are aligned with a power greater than you are, these are the dynamic attitudes of mind which will give dignity and enthusiasm to your individuality, purpose to your vision, and certainty of your accomplishment, and the feeling that you are achieving your goal to happiness. Okay, let's go to, are you ready? We've got about 4 minutes left. 10 keys to happier living. Outside our daily activities, this is giving. Who do you give to? Do you do things for others? You want to change your life? Change your thinking. One step at a time. Relating, do you connect with people? Relationships are the most overall contributor to happiness. People with strong and broad social relationships are happier, healthier, and live longer. Number 3, you ready? Oh, the big E word, exercising. Do you take care of your body? You see, I would put that first. Our body and mind are connected. Being active makes us happier as well as being good for our physical health. It does everything. It gets the blood going, soaring, and the transporter of oxygen to your brain. Do you appreciate? Do you notice the world around you? Or do you feel that there really is more to life? Well, good news, there is. Just stop and take notice. Being mindful and aware can do wonders for our well-being in all areas of life. Trying new things. Can you keep learning? Or is your mindset and cement thoroughly mixed up and permanently set? Learning affects our well-being in lots of positive ways. Or are you stuck? Direction. Have goals to look forward to. And feeling good about your future is important to our happiness. Resilience. Find ways to bounce back. We all have times of stress, loss, failure, or trauma in our lives. But how we respond to these have a big impact on our well-being. Stop dwelling on the past. Forgive and forget. Emotion. Take a positive approach. Positive emotions like joy, gratitude, contentment, inspiration, and pride are not just great at the time. Recent research shows that regularly experiencing them creates an upward spiral. Are you in a happy place? Acceptance. Are you comfortable with who you are? Run to the mirror. Look at yourself. Do you like what you see? No matter what you are, I don't care what your weight is, I don't care what it is, be happy. No one's perfect. But why do we compare our insides to others' outsides? Dwelling on flaws. No, accept yourself. Love yourself for who you are. Meaning, be part of something bigger. People have meaning and purpose in their lives are happier, feel more in control, and get more out of what they do. They experience less stress, anxiety, and depression. Where do we find it, meaning and purpose? In our faith. Being a parent or doing a job that makes a difference. The answers vary for each of us, but they still involve being connected to something bigger than ourselves. Everyone's path to happiness is different. What is your path? Start writing a journal and share with the world. Until tomorrow, au revoir.